And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Matt Santos for the Town of Chino Valley.
That is me. Thank you so much for giving us your afternoon to talk about everything happening in and around Chino Valley, Arizona. I am Matt Santos for the Town of Chino Valley. You are listening to Talk of the Quad Cities on KQ&A 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. We've got a fun show today. You are going to meet and hear and talk with Miss Maggie Tideback, our Economic Development Project Manager. And with a title that long, 60 minutes won't be enough time. So stick around. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you craving a lodgepole light cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
This is Steve Sishko with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale, and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay, and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442 9116. That's 442 9116.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the Town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
We are back. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities. Again, kqna.com is where you can find out information on all the shows, including the normal regular guest, host of this show, Lorette, who I get to fill in for once a month. Now, last month, and I'm looking right at Bill when I say this. Last month, we got bumped. Our Chino Valley show got bumped preempted for baseball. Now, I don't know what that's the guy's running around with a stick, and I don't, it's national pastime. I don't know. I don't understand it all. But they bumped us for a baseball game, and I had lined up to be a guest in studio that day, Miss Maggie Tiedebach. So she has graciously came back and spent the afternoon with me at KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities today, because we got bumped by the, well, they're doing all right. 46-45, they're a little over the 500 mark, the Arizona Diamondbacks, so I guess it's okay, because they're doing way better in success at 500 than I am as a host of this show. I'm right around the 135 mark, I think, is where I am. Hey, that's... Somebody just stuck their head in our window. So Maggie has come back to sit and spent the hour with me today. She found out in the intro that she would be here for the whole hour, and we had to lock the door to keep her from running out. How you doing, Maggie?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Matt. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming in. Give us your full title again. It doesn't even fit on a business card, does it?
It does. It's Economic Development Project Manager.
What does that entail? What does that mean for you as an employee and for the town as a whole?
Well, pretty much everything's economic development in a town, from grocers to events that come to town to restaurants. So I was hired to basically bring some new business to town, a grocery store, perhaps a hotel, restaurants, just bring a little bit more economic activity to the area.
We're going to get into some specifics on that, some of the projects you're working on. Now, we realize when you're dealing with, and for those of you out there listening, you may not be in tune to this, but a lot of the planning that that you specifically are doing has to do with projected meetings and projected tenants and mm-hmm. possible things. So there's a lot of things that we can't get into the details on, the specifics.
Sure.
But we will tap into you on how you look for potential vendors, potential businesses, potential clients for the town and the town buildings and the open storefronts and all that good stuff. We'll get into that. We want to also know how we want you to explain to us how economic development, like you said, it ties into everything. Mm-hmm. What does that mean from everything from our schools to our tax base to jobs to property values? It's all linked. We want to hear your thoughts on that. We want to know what's in store for you and for the town of Chino. But to get there, we want to know a little bit about your history. And we'll get into that in just a minute. Before we do, a couple of things we want to remind you about. One of the big events that we have at the town of Chino Valley is the Chino Mud Run, a 5K fun mud run, and that's coming up Saturday, August 17th, way out there at Old Home Manor on Perkinsville Road, a couple of miles off the highway. It's a lot of fun for the whole family. Now, there are many of you out there who listen who participate in the competitive mud runs, where these folks take that hobby, take that sport very seriously, and we welcome you folks out there as well. But there are some heats, some events on this mud run that are more suited for people who are wanting to see what the sport is all about, maybe have some fun out there with their family, with the kids. So it's not quite as intense as some of the big ones that you hear about throughout the country, but it is a lot of fun Saturday, August 17th out at Old Home Manor. Information is available on our homepage at chinoaz.net. There's a link to your registration, to photos from past events, and a little bit more on the track, the course that the park and rec crew put together every year out there at Old Home Manor. It's a lot of fun. I've photographed it and got winded just by watching people do that race. One other thing, because of our recent 4th of July celebration last week out at the Community Center Park, several things got moved around, including our first Wednesday of the month 50th anniversary committee meeting. Normally takes place on the first Wednesday of every month, but because it was leading into the holiday, that meeting has been moved to this coming Wednesday. Wednesday, what is that, the 10th? I think.
The 10th, correct.
The 10th at 6 p.m. out at the Community Center on Road 1 East near Perkinsville Road, right there by the Aquatic Center. So if you are interested in participating in or have some ideas about how the town can celebrate its 50th anniversary, which is coming up in 2020, or are just curious about how you can get involved and find out the dirt on what's happening for that big celebration, come on out, 6 p.m. this coming Wednesday at the Community Center near the corner of Road 1 East and Perkinsville Road. 6 p.m., you can. It's an open forum meeting led by our very own Mike Best, Councilmember Mike Best. And a lot of good folks from the community show up every month to talk ideas and planning and a lot of events happening in and around that 2020 50th anniversary. So again, it got bumped from last Wednesday to this coming Wednesday, July 10th, 6 p.m. at the Community Center building. You are more than welcome to show up, share your ideas, share your thoughts of how the town of Chino Valley can celebrate the 50th anniversary, the Golden Jubilee, September 2020. One of the other events that got bumped for the holiday was the first Wednesday Chamber of Commerce luncheon, the membership luncheon. So that also will be happening this Wednesday, the 10th at 11:30 a.m. runs through about 1 p.m. over at Grace Baptist Church, 2010 Highway 89. Food this month, since we're in the middle of summer, will be a summer themed. It is being catered by Craig's Smokehouse. And the guest speakers will be BACA, Bikers Against Child Abuse. Now, that is a great organization. They are dedicated to providing a safe and secure atmosphere for children who otherwise do not have that. They are a very large group that attend many fundraisers and many rides and many organized biker events. Again, that is BACA, B-A-C-A, Bikers Against Child Abuse. They have been very active in our area, and you can learn more about their organization by attending that lunch this Wednesday, the 10th, at 11:30 a.m. at Grace Baptist Church. Again, catered by Craig's Smokehouse. More information on that is available at chinovalley.org. That is the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce website. Or give them a call. Give the chamber a call at 928-636-2493. So lots of stuff you can be involved with this Wednesday. Now, back to our guest. Maggie, first off, where is and was home for you? Where did young Maggie grow up?
Well, I went to Prescott High School. I graduated in 96. So I spent my formidable years pretty much here in the area.
Nice, nice. Yeah. So you are no stranger to our area. No. Now, Maggie, what is Maggie short for?
Margaret.
Margaret. My sister is Magdalene, who goes by Maggie. Yeah. And I found out several years ago that not everyone is honored when you name a family pet after a family member. We had a dog named Maggie, and she was not impressed that we gave our little dog my sister's name. Have any dogs named after you? And if not, how would that make you feel if
well,
you did?
Well, how about me after them, sort of? So, yeah, no, my grandmother is Margaret, and so they named me Margaret, but my parents had a dog before they had kids named Maggie that may have been named after my grandmother. So,
now, yeah. Was it the practice in your household, your parents, and maybe you now, to give your pets both first and last names?
No. Not really.
No, I am a big fan of that. We have Elizabeth Brown, goes by Betty now. One of my favorite pets over the years was a huge mutt, 140-pound mix of everything big, including, I think, some Shetland thrown in. He was Charles Finkelstein. The reason I started many years ago, and Bill probably knows about this, probably a little before your time, Maggie, I found it very beneficial for all of our family pets, even when I was growing up, to have first and last names. That way they, too, could take advantage of the 10 LPs for a penny ad in the Sunday paper. And I, my pets all had very, very good taste in music over the years. And no repercussions from that unnamed musical clubhouse that used to advertise on Sunday mornings in the paper. So growing up in Prescott, you have seen, and going to high school in Prescott, you have seen this area change much over the years. What was the Quad Cities area like in the early and mid-90s for you, population-wise, road-wise, shopping-wise?
Zero shopping. They had a little mall, actually, over where now is Walmart off of Iron Springs. That was a mall there. There was a JCPenney.
The Boulders.
Yep.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
No, okay. No. I moved here. My wife and I moved here in 04. So a few months after that is when they developed that store. The early 05 is when the Walmart moved in there at the Boulders.
So that was really it for shopping. And then, yeah, population-wise, it is completely different now. I mean, I used to be the only car in my curlers driving down Willow Creek Road. And now I get on that road and it's busy.
It's a little busier than it was. Now, what was, for a young gal in high school in the mid-90s, when somebody mentioned Chino Valley, what came to mind?
Probably Olson's Crane, where Olson's, we would go get food for our horses. It's about really the only time we needed to go out there. So it was just kind of known as farm area, just really extremely rural, way more than it is now.
Yeah, so you've seen the area change quite a bit. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things, you had mentioned them earlier, some of the things that you, in your role as the Economic Development Project Manager, are involved in, but give us some more, whatever details you can share on the types of businesses that you feel and that town leadership feels would benefit the area. What is the town looking to court in the areas of business and retail?
Of course, that's a subject that everybody loves to talk about, even if you're not involved in economic development. It's just a sexy subject. It's got a lot of groceries, restaurants. People definitely want more dining experience out there. We need another grocery store. The one that's there is expensive with zero competition next to it. So retail, office, anything, really. I'm talking with a call center right now for Old Home Manor. I've got some irons in the fire. I can't get into too specifics, but kind of how it happens is I canvassed the area, and having commercial real estate being my background has really been a natural force in this position. But I'll canvass the area for land, and then I'll call the landowner or the broker that has it to find out, what's up with it. And Road 1 South, there is a subdivision, a commercial subdivision that's already platted and ready to go called Southgate Center. I have a hotel group and a grocer both looking at that right now.
Very nice. So
I can't give specific names, but
you get very involved in the community with the landowners. You familiarize yourself with what's available out there, and then try to use your background in commercial real estate to find some good partnerships that would be worthwhile.
Everything is networking and relationships and rules like this, because you have to get out there and go to conferences. I've been traveling a little bit. I'm a member of Arizona Association for Economic Development. I've been to some NACOG meetings. I'm going to a rural development symposium up in Eager next month. I'm traveling out to Orange County next month. We're going out there to all of the people in economic development in the area to represent the region to try to get in front of some light industrial guys. It's really, networking is, it's just invaluable. I went to a conference in Las Vegas called ICSC, and there were 30,000 people there. And who I met and the connections I made is, like I said, just invaluable.
Nice. So, let's talk a little bit about your background. Now, after high school, you did some traveling. What areas? Where did you go after high school? Your college base and
I didn't
give us
travel.
a little bio.
I went on a senior trip to Mexico, but no, I didn't travel. I went straight to school. Went to U of A.
U of A. So you went down there.
Yeah.
And what was your focus?
political science and Spanish. I went into college thinking I wanted to be an attorney. And when I graduated and started studying for the LSAT, I said, no, I'm done.
Why is that? What was the turnoff on the courtroom?
I didn't know. It wasn't that. I was done with school at that point. I was just done.
Yeah.
So,
what steered you into real estate?
I moved to San Diego and I...
Oh, you did some traveling.
Took a job with, with CoStar, which is a database of commercial properties. If you're a commercial broker, you have CoStar. It's how you find property.
Yeah. So it's an industry tool.
Exactly.
Nice.
Huge company now. I mean, we were the West Coast operations, so we opened up the West Side. I learned to pick up the phone and call. We had to make 60 calls a day.
So what brought you back to Yavapai County in this area specifically?
In 2008, when I got married and wanted to start a family, I did not want to raise them in California. I wanted to raise them how I was raised, which is country girl. So yeah. I came home.
So one of the concerns that we hear about a lot, and those of you that are listening, if you know my name, if you know me, you know one of my roles for the town is dealing with social media, dealing with media in general. And one of the things that we hear a lot about that I then report back to town leadership on is the concerns and the thoughts of the citizens of Chino Valley. And that's one of the biggies is many of us, and I'm putting myself in that group, came to Arizona from California and from all over the country. And one of the concerns, the biggest, I would think, that I hear about are people concerned that Chino Valley, specifically Arizona in general, the risk of it turning into a California, into a Washington, into an Illinois, into whatever state we came from. And part of the challenge of town leadership and you specifically, Maggie, is to encourage growth, but encourage smart growth. And encourage influx of options for people without losing the reason why, the atmosphere why a lot of us have relocated here, or in your case, returned here. So that challenge of fulfilling needs of the citizens while not stripping away the desire and the allure of the area can be a fine line to walk. So when we come back from our break, we want to talk about that. We want to talk about smart growth. We want to talk about what the area needs, what it can support, and what you specifically, Maggie, are doing to try and help that economic development come to fruition. So we are going to be back after a few words from our messengers, from our sponsors on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. We'll be right back.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Experience unparalleled beauty as you soar through the sky above Sedona. Guidance Air will take you on a breathtaking helicopter tour over the beautiful red rock formations of the Grand Canyon, Secret Canyon, and Horseshoe Bend. Want something a little more cozy? Enjoy an exclusive private couples tour, which includes a romantic sunset flight and dinner at the award-winning Mesa Grill. Their professionals and experienced staff will help you fulfill a definite bucket list item and is the number one outdoor activity in Sedona by TripAdvisor. For more information, visit GuidanceAir.com or call 351-1000.
If you've been a victim of consumer fraud, you're not alone. I'm Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, and I'm here to fight for you. Since 2015, my office has helped secure more than $80 million in consumer restitution and recoveries for all kinds of fraud. Sales fraud, repair fraud, phone fraud, and more. But we can only help if you report them. If you've encountered fraud, please file a complaint with my office today at azag.gov. That's azag.gov.
It's important to you to stay connected with what's going on in our community, particularly when it comes to your health and the health of your loved ones. You need to stay on top of the latest in local and regional healthcare news. Your preferred healthcare media destination here in the Quad Cities is YRMCHealthConnect.org, Yavapai County's premier healthcare blog, created and managed by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. It offers one-stop, first-run access to information that's important to you, what's going on in our healthcare community. YRMCHealthConnect.org offers a wealth of articles and videos covering topics such as new local healthcare providers, the latest healthcare services in our community, and local and regional healthcare news and information. A few clicks to subscribe, and you'll be notified on your computer, smartphone, tablet, or other preferred device when there's new content. Stay connected with YRMCHealthConnect.org.
Now there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Oh, yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, welcome back. Keep in mind, if you really want to know what's going on with the town of Chino Valley, of course, listen to this show the second Monday of every month, except for last month when the Diamondbacks bumped us. But also check out chinoaz.net. That is our town website. You can follow us on Facebook under Town of Chino Valley AZ, and on both Twitter and Instagram at CVEAZTown. And one of the best ways you can find out what's happening within the walls of Town Hall, and better than that, get your voice heard and get your concerns and issues addressed, is by showing up to the town council meetings, which take place tomorrow will be the next one, 6 p.m. every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 202 North Highway 89, which is Town Hall, directly across the street from the high school's tennis courts and basketball courts out there near Center Street. Again, that is 6 p.m. the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. And one of the most interesting, no offense, Mr. Mayor, one of the most interesting portions of every meeting is the call to the public, where you, yes, you, driving down the road right now or sitting on your couch listening to this, can get the microphone for up to 3 minutes to talk about any subject that is on your mind, ask any question that is on your mind, if it is not already on the agenda. Keep that in mind. If there is an item on the agenda that you want to discuss, you got to wait for that point to come up. But any other subject, question, concern, idea, event, anything that you want to talk about, call to the public is the place to be. That is in the first few minutes of every single council meeting, where you get the mic for up to 3 minutes. Couple of things to keep in mind. Your questions, your comments will not be addressed at that meeting. And that is a rules of order item. They can't address them. So what happens is you present something at call to the public, and then at a future meeting, usually the very next one, your issue will be addressed in the following portion, which is called response to the public. See how that works? You know, call to the public, then response to the public. So if you are asking a question or making a point during call to the public, do not expect an answer right then. We legally cannot do so. So it will be addressed at a future meeting. And those really are the most enjoyable parts of most meetings, because we really get to hear what's on your mind, you being a citizen of Chino Valley. So show on up the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 6 p.m., 202 North Highway 89. Confession time, I haven't looked at the agenda for tomorrow night, so I don't know what's going on in the meeting tomorrow. This will be a quiz for I can say this, and I intentionally didn't look at it because we're going to quiz our economic development project manager on what's going. No, just kidding, just kidding. Let's get back to Maggie Tideback, our economic development project manager. We had talked earlier about in the previous segment about your history growing up and going to school in the Quad City area, traveling out of state to do some real estate work on the commercial side, and then returning back to our beautiful neck of the woods so that you can raise your family in an atmosphere that held fond memories for you. Mm-hmm. And that is, quite frankly, why a lot of us are here, is because we like the lifestyle. We like the feeling of living in a smaller area with a different pace than what we find in the Phoenixes, the Orange Counties, the San Franciscos of the world. We like it here, yet, oddly enough, we need a lot of the same services that people need in bigger cities. Mm-hmm. So how does an economic development project manager, how does a member of town leadership, how does an organization supply the needs of the public without losing what brought people to the area? How do you do it, Maggie?
Well, certainly one of my goals is to grow, but while maintaining a rural atmosphere. You know, having been from the area, it's not always pleasing to see how fast it's been growing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, we're all living in a place that is highly desirable, and you have a lot of people from California who grew up in a rural area, then it grew and it grew and it grew and it turned into what it is now, and they're escaping there.
Yeah.
They want to come here because it feels like home when they were growing up.
Yeah.
And a challenge certainly will be, how do you control that growth? Well, for us, you know, we absolutely need another grocery store. We need more housing. The age gap in Chino is 18 to 35. We need to have some jobs for some younger
yeah.
people. And I don't really have an answer to that, how you totally control it, because you really can't.
Yeah.
You just have to make sure that it happens in the right way, not just, you know, a random strip center in the middle of a neighborhood. You want it to look nice, feel nice, while maintaining that rural environment. Development services will have a lot to do with that from a zoning perspective. A lot mm-hmm. of what we have out there housing-wise is called SR1, so that's single-family residence with an acre.
Yeah.
You know, you protect those farmlands, you protect the state lands. That's the ways that you can, you know, maintain that rural feeling with our horses and our cows and our farm animals. So.
One of the ways that that I see you specifically in the several weeks, month or so, when how long ago did you come about?
About 3 months. So since, still fresh since off the boat.
Since you came aboard, one of the things that you have been really involved with is dialoguing with the community in various ways, mm-hmm. at a couple meet and greets, through online services like social media, Facebook, things of that nature. Mm-hmm. How important is that in the development of relationships, that communication?
Oh, extremely important. You know, I don't talk to people on Facebook. I've openly said that if they want to come into my office, they're welcome anytime mm-hmm. to talk to me face-to-face. Social media for there is not that. I like to do a lot of positive, just little fun facts about the town and,
yeah.
you know.
Our history
and yeah. stuff, and people enjoy that. But that's just kind of more of a PR type of thing. And mm-hmm. also, For Facebook, it's one thing, but for LinkedIn and other Twitter and stuff, it actually is very valuable and it helps
yeah.
a lot. I have someone from London contacting me mm-hmm. because of Twitter and, you know, what I write about Chino.
Nice.
So, mm-hmm. it's yeah, you have to use social media for sure. I mean, anything that you can do to let it be known that we are a little town, that we are
yeah.
open for business. That's our slogan right now.
Now, one of the groups that you've been fairly active in has a little get-together going on tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about that group and where folks can find it, the
sure.
small business club?
Sure. So there's a gal in town, She's an agent for
AmFam.
Yeah, American Family Insurance. Her name's Leah.
She's
super outgoing.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, Leah. And I got with her and just encouraged her. I said, you know, we need a small business club of Chino Valley. So I helped, you know, do the webpage and kind of encouraged her to get with some other people to create this club. And what it does is it really creates a synergy in town and it helps them network, helps them talk about best and worst practices. When you get little clubs together like that, great things can happen. You know, you all of a sudden you have a, say you own a little hair salon and mm-hmm. you're just really slow all the time. Well, you go to these networking clubs and you make 10 friends. Well, now you have 10 friends. Yeah. Every couple of months you're going to cut their hair. That's just an example.
Yeah. And one of the best things that I see in watching and observing that group is that it's a positive place where people can go and talk about not just their business, but the challenges they face as small business owners and small business employees.
Absolutely.
And the surprise, spoiler alert, Facebook isn't always a positive experience. So that's one of the things that
keep
I find.
Keyboard ninjas.
Yeah. That's one of the things that I find very refreshing about that group is that it is for the most part, a positive experience to go in and talk about what you do and what you have to offer.
You know, and from an economic development perspective for me, that networking helps business sustainability. That's part of my job description. But not only that, these groups get together, and typically small business owners are very creative, and they can put together events. And,
yeah.
You know, when I was on the board of PIE, Prescott Area Independence, that's when they started talking about the boot drop, and Kendall mm-hmm. was, you know, involved in this, this, and that, and that. And so I'm hoping that they get together also and say, hey, you know, let's do a concert or something. Yeah. You never know what it is, because, again, that's economic development. That's bringing people into the town where they eat, drink, and be merry.
And that's one of the things that a lot of people kind of raises the hair on their neck when they hear economic development. For a lot of people, their first response, their first idea when they hear economic development is, oh, no, another big box store going to be across the street from my home. Oh, no, yeah. We are going to turn into a fill in the blank town where it's going to be strip malls after each other. Large chains of restaurants and you know, truck stops and things like that. Yeah. And that is not necessarily what town leadership is looking for. That's not where you're mm-hmm. putting your focus. Mm-hmm. The economic development really does reach into every aspect of mm-hmm. of a small town. How important is it for potential businesses coming in to see how the public is already treating existing businesses as far as support?
I don't, as far as I know, our local businesses get a lot of support from their town. I mean, you know, we've got Insurgent Brewing Company that has only been around for a few years and just, everybody loves them.
Flourishing,
doing really well. Anybody that knows how to get their name out there and get locals, we've supported our local restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, absolutely. Most people are up, hands down, if you can, shop there. The main complaint I hear, again, is a grocer.
Yeah.
Because it is expensive out there at the Safeway. So that I get a lot of support for that.
Yeah. One of the things that that I noticed most, especially spending far too much time on social media. If I didn't have to, I wouldn't. Is, again, hearing what people are wanting, what they feel the area needs. And a lot of the comments that we hear, that I read, are, why doesn't the town open this?
Yeah, no, that's not our...
yeah.
No.
So those listeners out there, keep in mind the town of Chino Valley, or any town for that matter, is not in the grocery business.
No.
We are not in the steakhouse business. We're not in the bowling alley business. But we have people in positions, such as Maggie here, our guest for today, who are experts at linking potential businesses up with locations, with buildings, with land. Mm-hmm. So those are some of the things that we will be talking about when we come back from this break on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities. KQ&A.com is where you can find archives of all our old shows and upcoming guests to our future ones. We'll be right back after these words.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Hello, Prescott citizens. This is Mayor Pro Tem Billy Orr. I'd like to talk with you today about what Prescott represents to me. Like many of you, my husband Bob and I moved here because of the quality of life Prescott offers. From our beautiful Four Seasons, fresh mountain air, to the strangers who smile and say hello on the street, it truly is an amazing place to call home. The strong sense of community shows up in how we gather together when it counts most. And the way we give of our time is unlike any other place I've lived. We truly care, and it shows. For all of these reasons and many more, I chose to run for Prescott City Council. My love of country, desire to serve, and commitment to give back drive me every day to be there for you in our community. I hope to continue as your City Councilwoman, and I'm asking for your vote this August. To learn more about me and my accomplishments, please visit VoteBillyOrr.com, and thank you for your support.
Paid for by Billy Orr for Council.
You know you love your baby, so treat her right. Get your car gleaming inside and out with a Prescott Pro Wash Detail. They're the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business with options to fit your schedule and budget. From an express wash to a full detail and everything in between, they even have a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and will protect your baby like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years you don't have to wax your car. So give Eric a call and drive around in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents
and Doug.
If I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up.
Did someone just say, if I don't find the right car insurance for me, I might just give up? Ma'am, what if my partner, this wild emu, and I told you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need?
I'd say sign me up for Liberty Mutual. And also, your emu is eating my tire.
Limu! No! Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Affinity RV. Arizona has felt the impact of the recent earthquake activity in Southern California.
We get probably about 100 earthquakes a year, and for the most part, they're on felt. We simply detect them using our seismometers. But we get one or two felt earthquakes a year here in Arizona.
Mike Conway with the Arizona Geological Survey at the University of Arizona says there are some areas of Arizona that have a reasonable probability of a larger magnitude earthquake.
There's a reasonable probability of larger magnitude events, and that includes the Flagstaff area, the Prescott area, down in Yuma, even here in Tucson, Arizona.
Arizona could potentially have a strong earthquake at some point.
There are faults in the state that are capable of ripping at a magnitude 6 to a magnitude 7 plus.
It's going to be a busy day for the Prescott City Council tomorrow.
The Prescott City Council meets in an open session at 1 to hear presentations on groundwater recharge and proposed water policy changes. The afternoon meetings will be held in Prescott City Council chambers. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
Continued extreme fire danger conditions, cooling after bedtime to a breezy 55 with clear skies. Then sunny, dry, breezy highs near 87 tomorrow, 92 Wednesday and Thursday in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, an overnight low near 58, followed by a sunny, breezy high near 98 tomorrow, 103 Wednesday and Thursday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town Chino Valley will continue in just a moment on KQ&A.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
At Norm's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A. and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, Liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Some things are just better together.
July is the best time to fertilize with all-purpose plant food from Waters.
But pair the all-purpose with humic acid, and it's a 1-2 punch of garden power.
Humic acid gives your soil organic matter that helps plants' roots receive water and nutrients.
So it makes fertilizer work even better.
Like salt and pepper.
Coffee and donuts.
And hey, you and me.
Aw, thanks, Ken.
All-purpose plant food and humic acid, better together, and only at Waters Garden Center.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
We are back. Thanks for spending your afternoon with us on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM. Hey, also 95.5 FM in the surrounding areas. You can find out archives of a lot of the shows at kqna.com. We are here as guests of the Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce. ChinoValley.org is where you can find out information on all things happening with and around the chamber. Remember, their luncheon is this Wednesday, the 10th at 11:30 over the Grace Baptist Church, catered by Craig's Smokehouse. So check them out. Good guest, BACA, Bikers Against Child Abuse, will be the featured speakers there. And again, everything happening within the walls of Town Hall and Development Services and all that stuff is available at chinoaz.net, council meetings every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. If you have suggestions, guest suggestions or comments on this show or really anything going on with the town of Chino Valley, please send us an email at informationofficer@chinoaz.net. We'll make sure it gets to the right folks. One of the big events that we have coming up, we talked about a little earlier, is in 2020, the 50th anniversary of the town of Chino Valley's incorporation. Now, our history obviously goes back much farther than that, but 1970 is when the town was incorporated. So we are gearing up for a large celebration September of 2020, and we need your help in planning that. We are in the works for some great events, as well as a yearbook-style commemorative hardcover book detailing the history of our town, and we need your input to help put that together. There is a link at chinoaz.net dealing with the 50th anniversary, and we do meet normally the first Wednesday of every month, but we, for last week's 4th of July celebration, we moved it to this coming Wednesday, the 10th, at 6 p.m. down at the Community Center near Road 1 East and Perkinsville Road. There by the Aquatic Center and the ball fields and all that. The Community Center right there. Show up. We can use your input. We can use your suggestions. Better yet, we can use you as a volunteer to help us put on this celebration and have a party that you will not soon be forgotten. So check that out again, chinoaz.net, or email your suggestions to 50th@chinoaz.net. Right there near the community center is also our aquatic center, and open swim is happening every day at 12:30, from 12:30 to 5 p.m. There is also aquafit classes, lots of other activities, lap swimming, and also facility rentals in the evening. So check out the Chino Valley Aquatic Center. Link to that is also at chinoaz.net. They've got a couple of swim lesson classes still coming up over the next couple of weeks. So find out more information on that. Let me see. Where can you call? 636-9780. 928-636-9780 for information on the swimming lessons. Now, couple more little items to get out of the way, then we'll be back with Maggie Tideback, our economic development project manager for the town of Chino Valley. We had a more than usual wet and snowy winter and spring in Chino Valley and in the surrounding area, which means, you guessed it, those wildflowers are growing like crazy. That Chino grass that we are named after is growing everywhere. And what that means is as the weather gets drier and hotter, and as we move into that monsoon season where electricity is falling from the sky, that means we are at risk for wildfires. So a couple of things to keep in mind. The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office website and Facebook page is an excellent source of information, including registration for the Code Red system, which alerts you in a way you choose, whether that be phone call, email, a text message, in the event of an emergency for your area, for your neighborhood. When something bad happens, don't you want to know about it right away so you can protect yourself, your family, and your belongings? Sign up for the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office Code Red Alert System so that you can know what's going on and keep you and your family safe. Another way to keep safe is to make your home and your yard safe in the fire season with defensible space. It improves your home's chance of surviving a wildfire and protects the firefighters defending your home. Lots of great tips. How about clearing out brush and shrubs and weeds from within 30 feet of your house? How about removing all vegetation that will climb up buildings and cause a fire hazard within 100 feet of your house? Lots of tips. Prepare now. Save time, money, and lives later. More information is available at ein.az.gov. Again, that is ein.az.gov. Tips to keep you, your home, your family, your pets, everything safe during Arizona's fire season. Take advantage of the free information that's out there. And again, sign up for that Code Red Alert on the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office website. Now, Maggie, what is a better way to protect your major investment, the biggest purchase most of us will ever make, that being our home? What is one way to ensure that we as a town can stay sufficient and keep our property values up and all that good stuff? What's better than economic development? When the economy's going good, isn't the housing prices, isn't property values going up as well?
Typically, yes, they run in tandem, especially when you have simple economics. You have a ton of demand and little supply right now, so that has been pushing property values up right there. But yes, most certainly, if you're in an area that has better amenities. It's going to run in tandem with your property values.
Now, for those of you in the know, most of you are, and according to Facebook, everybody's an expert. Everybody knows that the town of Chino Valley is primarily supported by sales tax. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit higher than most areas by a percentage point or thereabouts. You know what I found interesting in that breakdown? Because that is a concern, a thought that a lot of people voice regarding our sales tax. It's a percentage more, which means for every dollar you spend, there's another penny going into the tax base for the town. Mm-hmm. That's how we support our projects. That's how we pay for things like roads. That's how we pay for engineering and everything else that the town does.
Right.
And one of those projects coming up, we better drop this in before Frank Marbury gets mad at me and starts calling me in the middle of the radio show. Chino Meadows 5, they've been hanging door alerts on your doorknobs regarding a paving project that's going on. That project is actually being paid by a CDBG grant, a Community Development Block Grant.
It's a grant, so we're not paying for it.
Can't even read my own writing here. This is money that the town leadership has gone after to help pay for this project to make sure roads are paved in near the 2 North Bright Star area, just before you get to Bright Star. So that's going to be happening over the next couple of weeks. So keep in mind, you might have some odd parking things and access and detours and things. But that's what makes a town flourish, is when the community, not just the government, town government, but also the community is interactive in beautifying and supporting the community and supporting existing businesses. We were talking about that a little bit off the air.
Mm-hmm.
What is, for the average everyday person that's out there, what is a way that they can support their community and support economic development?
I mean, certainly, like you said, come to council meetings, come see me, give me ideas, you know, about what you want. You know, I've listened to quite a few different ones. Stay involved. Let your voice be heard, not on Facebook and social media, but with people who actually are, you know, the leadership team.
You mean me typing at 4 a.m. In the darkness of my living room isn't going to change the world?
And, you know, and just shopping locally, I guess, is the main thing that people that live in town can do to support their community. Otherwise, I mean, if they want to be heard, come on down and see me. But, you know, be prepared. There's going to be we the town can't stop growth.
Yeah.
It's coming this way. What we can do is make sure that it's steady, controlled, and keeps our rural feeling.
Smart growth. Not depleting all the resources, making sure that services are provided, services are being able to be maintained. Mm-hmm. Now, Maggie, you've mentioned several times, come on down and talk with you, contact you. You like to talk face-to-face.
Yes.
How do people reach you?
I would just call and set an appointment with me. My schedule gets pretty booked up, so you do have to make an appointment. So you can call Town Hall at 636-2646, extension 1201.
1201.
Correct.
On the extension board. Email, how do people reach out to you?
M. Tideback. So that's...
Spell that.
M is in Maggie, and then Tideback. Tideaback at chinoaz.net.
All right, Maggie, thank you for spending time with us. We will be right back on Talk of the Quad Cities after these messages.
You're welcome.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance, someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 Whites Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's the 4th of July sale at Ace. Right now, buy one, get one 50% off on gallons of our top paint brands like Valspar, Clark & Kensington, and Magnolia Home Paint. And with our Ace Extra Mile promise, we'll help you get everything you need to paint in one trip or deliveries free. Don't miss the 4th of July sale at Ace. Buy one, get one 50% off our top paint brands. Now through Monday. Limit 2. Delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for details.
I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 30 years of vascular surgical experience. I'm an Arizona native, and I have been serving the Prescott community since 1997. Give me a call at 1-800-VEIN-DOC so that I can create a treatment plan just for you. That's 1-800-VEIN-DOC.
No need to be embarrassed to show your legs because of varicose or spider veins. Dr. Brian Skilperert of Northern Arizona Vein Center in Prescott is skilled in minimally invasive techniques for the treatment of your veins, covered by many insurance plans, including Medicare.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Well, thanks for tuning in again. Thank you, Maggie, for sitting in with us for an hour. We are out of time. Thanks for listening to KQ&A, and as always, thank you to the lovely and talented Mr. Bill Monroe. We'll talk at you again next month.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reprographics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
We're the talk of the Quad Cities. 11-